Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I am Brandy and I am your host.
Hey guys, and welcome to today's episode. I have to just start off by saying I am so fucking grateful to be sober. Like, we go through life and, like, I don't know about you guys, but I kind of thought at first sobriety would mean, like, happy and automatic, like, bliss, right? But the funny thing about life is it doesn't actually work that way. That is more like a fairy tale, and I love reading fiction novels, so, like, that's exactly what I tried to create for myself, in my head. But we all know that being an alcoholic or an addict or whatever you want to call yourself, a person, a human, we tend to create these fantasies in hopes of either A, distracting ourselves from what's actually going on in our lives, or maybe it's B, to distract ourselves because there's something so brutal going on that we can't quite grasp it all at once. So we need a little bit of distraction to help us cope. Either way, that's me. I'm okay with that. That is life. And I have to accept it on life's terms, right? Well, except for the fact that I am a recovering alcoholic and I rarely just 100% accept things. Just being honest, just being real. It sucks to accept things as they come at you because sometimes you just really don't want to. Like, I want to be like a 4-year-old. I want to be like my daughter and just be like, no. Like, no. Didn't you hear me? I said no. So where am I leading to this? You guys all know of, like, the struggle with my son. It was there in the back of my mind. I just wasn't capable at the time of remembering because when your child is sick, you tend to focus solely on him being sick. You don't focus on anything else. So it just takes a back burner. So my son has always had kind of a tick thing going. And when I first started trying to get him help from getting the whooping cough, I kind of forgot about it. I mean, I'm human, right? I'm not perfect. So it started when he was like 6 and a half or 7-ish. And like last year at his school, his teachers had thrown the words Tourette's at me. And I'm like, fuck no, you guys are out of your fucking mind. Like, stick to your profession, please. Long story short, he probably does have Tourette's. I honestly don't know. I'm not a psychologist. I'm his mom and I'm really close to it. So in my head, he's just this kid that maybe he struggles with anxiety. Maybe he struggles with coping. Maybe he has social anxiety and he's slightly depressed, or he is so hyper that he can't function at the same level as other kids do. Sounds familiar, right? Sounds like me. Like, that is me. I have anxiety. I can't cope like other people cope or normies cope. I need extra help. Like, it takes me longer to process a situation than it does an average person. And it took me going on 30 years to figure this shit out. How can I expect my 9-year-old son just to figure it out? He's not going to. Like, he has to be taught skills. We all have to be taught skills. So this is kind of how I'm tying this together, right? So my son is starting therapy. I was given a phone number of a hypnotherapist, which is kind of cool. I would never have approached this if I was not in recovery. And I say that because being in recovery has opened my mind to so many things like meditation, prayer, if you're into that thing, even if you're not, just talking to the universe, positive attributes, positive reinforcement, all of these things, like, I have only begun doing in my recovery. When I was in my drinking, I was negative Nancy. I was always out there like, my life is so horrible. I hate my life. I don't deserve nothing. I am not worthy. And I literally hear those same things come out of my son's mouth. So I'm sharing this because if you're a parent like me, like, there's no handbook. There's no, like, thing that tells us how we do this shit. Like, we're thrown into being a parent and half the time we don't know what the fuck we're doing. But guess what? If you are listening to my podcast, that means you want recovery, you are in recovery, or you're debating getting in recovery, or you are around somebody who is in recovery or wants recovery or whatever. You're familiar with the concept of some type of addiction, alcoholism, ism, something that makes somebody drink or use in excess, whatever their drug of choice may be. So you're familiar with this, right? So you're probably like, oh, that makes sense. You know what? That does make sense because you know what? Now I can actually take the time and be more open-minded. It's not all about what my ego's telling me to do. It's also about me not being selfish and being willing to try new things. So where does that lead me in my recovery? Because recovery, while I love my children and I love my husband and I want to be 100% present for all of them, if you're like me, when somebody's sick, you like dive headfirst into helping them and you forget about yourself. And then you start going crazy. And so I haven't been working, I haven't been going to my 12-step meetings much, and I have been kind of disconnected other than my online groups, my podcasts, and some friends. So where does that lead me? I heard something, and it was in a book. You guys can probably figure out which book if you choose to. And it basically says, like, there's a tornado, and when we're in active addiction, our tornado is going full force. Now, that has been me for, like, the month of February. I've had this wicked tornado just, like, flying around in my fucking head, like, driving me bananas. Some days I'm good. There's, like, a nice breeze. And some days it's, like, the full-blown fucking tornado touching down. Can't think straight. Can't operate fully. Don't know what I'm doing. Half the time I forget stuff. But you know what? Even though there's that tornado constantly going around, I'm sober. And since I'm sober and I've been working recovery, I also have this like muscle memory. So it's been this really awesome experience because guys, even when we have those tornadoes, because it's life, right? We're going to get these tornadoes. They're going to come and they're going to like fuck with our heads and we're going to be bruised a little bit and we're going to have to take a step back and probably re-up whatever we're doing for our recovery. But we can also reflect on the fact that, hey, We're working our program. We're working our recovery. We're doing what we're supposed to do. We're checking in. We're being honest. We're being accountable. We're not isolating, or we're not isolating to the extent that we used to, because this is progressive. This is a process. Like, we don't just automatically snap our fingers and become perfect at our recovery. My point is this. We survived the tornado because we have, from day one, from day zero, we have started implementing these recovery tools that get stuck in our head. So even on the worst of the worst of the worst days, when all we want to do is eat or sleep or drink or use, and we have all those icky thoughts in our heads, what do we do instead? We write about it. We post about it. We call somebody. We read. We listen to podcasts. We recenter our gravity in ourselves, so that we can keep moving forward without picking up those drinks, food, drugs, whatever our choice is. And we can move forward. And we can look back on it the next day and we can be like, fuck, we survived. We are fucking warriors. And you know what? So what? It was a bad day. And so what if we ate an extra brownie when we probably shouldn't have, or in my case, a cupcake? That is life, guys. And any day that I do not pick up a drink is an amazing fucking day in my book. So hope you guys enjoy that. Just wanted to touch on one thing. So I am in month 27 of my sobriety, and month 27 happens to fall on my month of birth, my belly button birthday. I am turning 30 this year. And if you guys are like me, you look for every fucking distraction because you don't really want to face the fact that you're out of your 20s. Like, how crazy is that? Maybe I sound vain. Probably do a little bit. I apologize for that. That's not my intent. My intent is this. When I am dealing with life, I look for all these little distractions, right? And so my birthday is kind of coming in this perfect moment of like, I want this distraction. I want to feel sad, upset, and down in the dumps because I understand those feelings like super well. So my birthday is like, on Saturday, I'm going to be 30, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be 30. I'm so old. I am not old. I have never been healthier. And so this is my point where I'm just going to remind you guys. Milestones can be hard, whether it's for sobriety, belly button birthdays, our kids growing up, our parents getting older, whatever the scenario. If you're like me, I tend to focus on some milestones, for example, my birthday, and I use it as an excuse to try to dive into those feelings. But since I'm in recovery, I'm recognizing the signs beforehand. And then I'm trying to start off by doing some gratitude. So in my 20s, what have I accomplished? Well, I figured out I do not want to be a realtor. I figured out that I do the best I can as being a mom. And I love being a mom to my two beautiful, healthy kids. I figured out that I'm not so good at drinking. Actually, let me fix that. I'm excellent at drinking, but I suck at stopping drinking. So my course in life is to never drink again. And I have figured out that being in recovery is the most amazing thing that has ever happened in my life. I love being sober. I have never felt that confident and that happy and that serene and at peace with myself than I ever have by being sober. So if you're debating sobriety and you're worried that what if my kids get married and how can I have the champagne? Or what about when they graduate? Or what about when I'm like 80? Why can't I have drinks then? See, this is why people say it's one day at a time. Because we don't have to worry about tomorrow. And we don't have to worry about yesterday. Yesterday is over. And those weddings or graduations, your parents' anniversaries, your anniversaries, whatever, you don't know what's going to happen. And that is okay. Because you know what's important? Today. If we're focusing on all those what ifs in the future, we miss out on what's right in front of us. So what are you going to do today? What are you going to change? What are you going to try? And if you feel like giving up, just remember, all you have to do is wait one more minute, and just keep going 1 minute at a time, because a new day is going to come and then maybe it'll be easier. And if it's not, you can just stay on those 60 seconds at a time, because honestly, think of how much you're going to see in those 60 seconds because you're focusing and you're paying attention to everything that is happening. Hope you guys have a great week. Sorry for the delayed podcast. Catch me next week. Should be on time. Hope you have a good one. Bye.